Wendigos, it's your girl Morning Wood here with three quick announcements from your favorite campus. First, the bookstore has opened its doors in anticipation of the student body returning to campus, and I'm excited to announce that they'll be offering some WHAU goodies. To get in on all the sweet, sweet swag, check out the online catalog at alexandriaarchives.com/shop. That's alexandriaarchives.com/shop. Second, hey you listening, like what you hear? Think it's worth a buck? The brand new Alexandria Archives Patreon page is up and running. Just check out patreon.com/alexandriaarchives. Just $1 a month will get you all sorts of rad bonus content. Everything from extra archive episodes, postcards from your favorite characters, and the brand new show, Kilt and Gore Play It Safe, exclusive to our patrons. All for just a freaking dollar, that's less than 21 nickels. Finally, we here at WHAU The Wow Signal love our listeners so much that we'll be holding a little raffle. Here's your chance to get a totally sexy, totally free AU t-shirt. To enter, all you need to do is follow and tweet us at Wow Signal, that's WHAU Signal, comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/alexandriaarchives, or rate us on iTunes, all with the hashtag WendigoPride. If you're so kind as to rate us on iTunes, please send us a screen cap featuring your review via email, direct message, or Raven so we can get you entered. One winner will be chosen from each of the three categories and will be announced on the beginning of episode 20. Good luck and ea ea Wendigos!
Live from WHAU, The Wow Signal, it's Morning Munch with Frankie and the Buzz. She spilled it all over you?
Beer all down my nads, man.
Now we come to the payoff.
Show those cephalopods what we do with Nancy.
Roadkill!
Good morning, AU. And it sure is a beautiful one today. Currently 72 degrees, high of 84 degrees for today's forecast. Perfect weather to catch a little sun, make a little love. You know what I mean.
Yes, sir!
Well, good news and bad news for you today, folks. The good news is we're coming at you live from WHAU, The Wow Signal, home of Alexandria University Student Radio. The bad news is we've got a man down. All that pollen in the air has Frankie down for the count.
You got knocked the f*** out, man!
But no worries, we've got a guest host with us today. Say hello to Morning Wood from our late-night show, The Alexandria Archives.
I had no idea that's what all those switches were for. Good grief.
Welcome to Morning Munch, MW. How'd you like that morning sunshine?
I don't at all. But it's a pleasure to be here with you, Buzz. The Buzz. So, how do you usually get things started around here?
Well, we like to kick things off with a little something called...
It's a top of selector!
Mail call.
Mail call! Alright, our first message comes from Kate. Kate writes, Dear Frankie and Buzz, lately I've been having some serious issues with my roommate Danny. No matter what I do, it seems like Danny's always trying to copy me in some way. She started dressing like I do, cutting her hair like mine. I even caught her using some of my makeup. I'm pretty sure she's used my hairbrush too. What's next? My toothbrush? I'm getting seriously creeped out, and I don't know how to get her to let up. How do I get my copycat roommate to give me a break? Wow, that's a tough one. Thoughts, Morning Wood?
I'd say time is of the essence. It sounds like the ritual is almost complete.
What?
Copying her clothing and appearance, stealing hair samples. There's clearly some serious witchery afoot. Your roommate might already have everything she needs to take over your body completely, Kate. You'll have to act fast. I'd suggest reaching out to Amy Ellen at AU's Christian Fellowship for help locating a good exorcist quickly, or at least a supply of holy water to hold you over in the meantime.
Right. Seriously, though, it sounds like it might be time to call your RA in for an intervention. Maybe Danny's just feeling lonely or left out. With a little mediation, everything should turn out just fine.
Seriously though, holy water. Slip a little into Danny's coffee, maybe. It can't hurt and it can only help.
Okay then. Alright, Wendigos, you know what time it is. That's right, it's time for the Word of the Day.
Word of the Day.
You know the rules, everybody. Caller 1 with the Word of the Day wins front row tickets to AU's next sporting event. And today's word is... Craving! I don't know about you, MW, but I've got a mean craving for a fresh cup of Joe. Be a doll and grab me a cup?
No thanks.
Well, okay then. Let's go to the lines. Caller 1, what's the word of the day?
Geez, MW, what gives?
Come again?
Hey, Gore, you sound rough.
Your mom sounds rough.
After 20 years in the military, I'd think so.
Seriously, though, what gives? I waited up last night to talk to you, but instead it was this pre-programmed easy-listening crap. Damn it, woman, I had a crisis.
So campus counseling.
We know. Hate to break it to you, my dear sanguinarian, but I'm not your therapist. Them's the breaks.
Okay, but just... you had coffee with my ex.
So, have you got the word of the day, or...?
Yeah, I got a word for you. Bullshit. Dude, did you just...
BG show, man. This is morning radio.
Okay, whatever. Just seriously, MW, that was not cool.
I wasn't aware you got custody of me after the sundering. I can have coffee with whoever I want. Are you sure you're not over-exaggerating about Joan? I mean, she did scare the crap out of those poor Girl Scouts, but...
She ate my friends!
Alright, I get it. You guys have some issues with boundaries. I don't see why you can't just talk it out like adults.
You never negotiate with terrorists.
America!
America!
Sorry about that. It just came out. Seriously though, if you haven't got the word of the day, we need to move on, caller.
Move on to what?
It's time for some morning mayhem! That's right, folks. It's time for us to crank call some unsuspecting member of the community and broadcast it for your entertainment.
But...
hey, what gives? I was talking to him.
Look, I don't tell you how to run your show. You don't tell me how to run mine. Talk to your weirdo friends on your own time. We need to...
you gonna answer that?
What the hell? That's the crank line. We don't give that number out. Hello?
Yes, I'm calling for a Arthur Dimpleton.
Well, that's me.
Yeah,
but...
just hook her up. Would you be the owner of a yellow Ford F-150, license plate number BZZ941?
What? What the hell is going on?
No, watch. Yeah, about your truck, there's been a little accident. See, me and my brother, we got called to repo this other truck, BUZ941, only we got a little confused. And then, well, the tow line jammed and,
what have you done to Gloria?
Now, it's nothing a little glue can't... well, maybe a lot of glue. Anyway, I know a guy who can get you a deal on the bodywork. Great guy.
Don't you touch her! I'm on my way.
Kilt, is that you?
Oh man, was that great or what?
What did you do to his truck?
Me? Never even laid eyes on that truck. It was all just a ruse, you see. Oh hey, that reminds me. We really missed you while you were away on vacay, so the other Bobs and I decided to get you a little gift.
Really? Sweet. What is it?
Check under your desk. There should be an envelope taped there.
Hold on. Got it. It's a shirt. Hey, it's the emoticon smiley with fangs, like the flag on your house.
That's the emoticon. It was my mother's insignia. Sort of an inside joke. See, when Squint Bob sunk her fangs into you, she never let go. Still, there was a time when just seeing that insignia sailing on the horizon would make all manner of enemies shake in terror. That shirt means you're always welcome in the Bob's Alexandria home. You're one of us.
Oh, Kilt, this is so incredibly sweet of you. I love it. It's kind of like a weird-ass club jacket.
Okay, enough of that sappy crap. I think I'm in the mood for a story, M-dubs. You know what to do.
I do indeed. Listen up, morning crowd. It's time for me to introduce you to the Alexandria Archives. Tonight, or rather today, we'll be listening to a tale from one of your Alexandria community brethren. Hold tight, Wendigos.
I come down to the kitchen for breakfast on a Saturday morning. My mom and my sister are already up and they look exhausted. My mom asks, "Did you sleep all right?" "Yeah," says I. "Even after you woke up?" I woke up. Sometime in the middle of the night, I had started screaming. My mom rushed into my room and found me sitting up in bed screaming, "Roy, Roy, Roy, Roy." She did her best to calm me down while shooing away my pissed off sister who had stormed in to find out what the fuck was going on with me. She asked me who Roy was, but I would only say that he was a bad man. I didn't say anything, but Roy is a bad man. I'm shocked as they're telling me all of this, and they're surprised that I don't remember. But then again, I'm the sound sleeper of the house who can doze through lightning storms. We write it off as some weird nightmare that I don't remember. Years later, I'm off at my first year of college. My mom sends me a videotape in the mail. She didn't mention it before I left, as in, "Hey, keep your eye on the mailbox," or anything. I press play, and it's my mom taking a video camera through our house. She was moving and sent the tape as one last walkthrough of the now empty house before she left. It was sweet and a little tear-jerking, until she said, "So, here's something you might find interesting," when she approached a closet in her bedroom. This closet, aside from being the hiding place for all the Christmas gifts, was also always packed full of old luggage and other odds and ends. You could only go 3 feet in before you would have to start climbing on things to go farther. She goes in with the camera, and I see that there are purple crayon drawings on the wall, down at the height where a small child would draw. There are random scribbles, some stick figures, something that may have been a dog. I was already puzzled because I had no memory of ever playing in this closet, and I don't know how I would have drawn on the walls when they were, in my mind, always covered. Then, the camera comes to a word on the wall. Roy. And my mom must have not remembered that night. She said on the tape, "Roy. I wonder who Roy is."
Well, it's been fun, Morning Crowd, but I miss my quiet, dark nights. Just me, my little booth, and all you listeners out there. Now, if you don't mind, I think I'll head off to bed. It's just too bright out there.